And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that coucheth beneath. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awaked. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear, he discovereth the deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, the waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it fill the land. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? For Topheth is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. That saith to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? That led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. Flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him the time that I will visit him. Flee, get you far off, dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith the Lord. For Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. Thus saith the Lord God, Thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup deep and large. Thou shalt be laughed to scorn, and had in derision. It containeth much. For thus saith the Lord God, When I shall make thee a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and great waters shall cover thee, the waters made him great, the deep set him up on high, with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent out her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Thus saith the Lord God, In the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning. I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods thereof, and the great waters were stayed. And I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. Then will I make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, saith the Lord God. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures? And to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet? He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me. And behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. For thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice, and lifted up his hands on high. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. Or, who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. How that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep.